All right, Chevra, the 5-minute Torah this week comes from a very special new sefer that Baruch Hashem had the schus to learn for the first time this week. Very special friend, Paul Packer, sent me this sefer with his son. He was very involved in the publishing of the sefer for Klal Yisrael. The sefer Petuchei Chaitam. Torah insights on the parsha by the Abir Yaakov, Rav Yaakov Abuchazera, who came out with Bereishis Shemos and Vayikra. And Mamish, very special Torah for Klal Yisrael, Mamish Amkus Shein Kamo. Mamish, big Torah, it should be a schus for his whole Mishpach and all of Klal Yisrael that we have the Sefer now that we could learn in English by art scroll. So the first couple Torahs in this week's parsha explains as follows. The pasuk starts out, the parsha starts out, Vayikra el Moshe, and everybody talks about, all the Mepharshim, probably the most famous idea in this week's parsha, is how the word Vayikra has a small aleph. This is an aleph zahir, this is a small aleph. And why is it that in the Torah the word Vayikra has a small aleph? It's very strange. So he explained as follows. He says that the Arizal says from that small aleph in Vayikra, it's a remez that when Klal Yisrael was choyte b'chayte egel, Moshe Rabbeinu lost 1,000 oiros, 1,000 lights were taken away from him. And those 1,000 lights are returned every single Shabbos Kodesh. Now obviously this is very deep Torah. I'm going to try to understand it on our level. Now, where do you see that? That Moshe Rabbeinu lost 1,000 lights and they were returned on Shabbos Kodesh. So the small Aleph, he says, represents Aleph is Elef. Aleph Lamed Pei is Elef. Elef is 1,000. So it was small because these 1,000 lights were taken away. And they're giving. Where do you see it's given back on Shabbos? So if you take Gematria of Ayikra El Moshe with the 10 letters, it's Gematria 703, which is Gematria Shabbos with the Koilel. Shabbos plus 1 is 703. So you see, Vayikra Moshe, we have a small aleph representing Bimarames to the 1,000 oirois that we're taking from Moshe Rabbeinu Bachete Egel. And they're given back, specifically Shabbos, Gematria Vayikra El Moshe. And that's, he says as well, what we say every Shabbos, Vayishmach Moshe. Moshe was very happy. Bimatnas Chelko. With this matana, this present, these 1,000 oirois that he got back, which were Chelko, which was his chelak. Meaning what? They were his chelek the whole time. They were supposed to be his chelek. But he was happy now on Shabbos that he got them back. So we say that on Shabbos, he got it back. So I learned this Torah, very deep Torah, from the Heligah Pituch Chaitim, from the Abir Yaakov. And I was thinking to myself, it's very beautiful, and very beautiful to learn about Kedusha Shabbos, obviously, and the Tshuva of Shabbos, and how Moshe Rabbeinu was brought back to that place that he was before Chet Egel on every Shabbos. But why is this the place to be Meramez it? Why bring it down here at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra? So I thought to myself, maybe we could say, because Sefer Vayikra is the Sefer of Karbanos. And therefore that's the Sefer of Mishkan and the Sefer of Beis HaMikdash. And when you start to learn that, specifically us here in Chutz Laaretz, us here in Galus, after close to 2,000 years, it's a little disheartening. Yes, we're going to learn through the Sefer. We're going to learn through the Parashos. And it should help us, hopefully, give us chizik to yearn for Beis HaMikdash to be makriv korbanos b'karv mamish. But it's also disheartening that we're not zoich to be mekayim all these mitzvahs. We're going to learn through an entire Sefer, but we're not zoich to be mekayim any of the mitzvahs. And that should be a little bit sad. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, right in the first few words, reminds us, but there's some things very special that we still have. It's called Kedusha Shabbos. That even if we're not zeicha to that highest madrig of Kedusha HaMakom, the highest madrig of Kedusha HaZman, Shabbos we're still zeicha to. And that's learned out in this idea that Moshe Rabbeinu, even when he lost all these oros, every Shabbos he got it back. Every Shabbos he was back, k'koydam achet. So us as well, every Shabbos it's me'en olam haba. And that's the chizik that even as we learn through this Sefer, I thought maybe we could explain. And that's as well, we know why the 39 malachos are Shabbos. I learned through the 39 malachos that were done in the Mishkan, or to build the Mishkan, the avodah of the Mishkan. They're so interconnected because Kedusha Shabbos is Kedusha Zman, as Beis HaMikdash is Kedusha HaMakom. And even if we're not zoich yet for Beis HaMikdash, which should be Bekar of Mamish, every Shabbos we have Shabbos Kodesh. And we have to be so excited to walk into Shabbos. And to live Shabbos, and we're living
in Zman Mein Olam Haba, in Zman in Beis HaMikdash. And maybe that's the remez right here at the beginning of the Sefer. And the Bnei Shalom brought me a matana when I was thinking about this idea. If you take Gematria, Mashiach Tzidkenu Po. Mashiach Tzidkenu is here. Mashiach Tzidkenu Po is Gematria 703 as well. Exactly, Gematria Shabbos with the Kailah. Where's Mashiach Tzidkenu Po? Where is he here already? Within Shabbos. Within Shabbos we have already Mashiach. That's why we don't sing Eliyahu HaNavi, we don't sing about Mashiach coming on Shabbos, because he's already there. Only after Shabbos we think he should come, because now he's gone. But Mashiach Tzidkenu Po, Gematria 703, exactly Gematria Shabbos. We should be Zoyche, V'yismach Moshe Madis Lako. We should all have that Simcha on our Chelek of Shabbos Kodesh, be Zoyche through the Kedushas of Shabbos and connect to Kedushas of Shabbos and be excited every moment for Shabbos. Be Zoyche also Bez Hashem, the Kedushas of Makom, with Mashiach Zidkenu, B'mheir V'yameinu, the Chelek of Shabbos Kodesh, full of Kedusha, full of Bracha. Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabb